Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 15, Text 52. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Anvamam satatajajam govindanu grahikshitam sipavisham paretasya hina uttanam atmana. O king, the cowherd boys then considered that although they had drunk poison and in fact had died, simply by the merciful glance of Govinda, they had regained their lives and stood up by their own strength. That ends the purport to the humble servant of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the 10th canto, 15th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, titled The Killing of Dainuka, the Abstinence. Of course, the Kaliya pastime, which we're studying, begins at the end of this chapter. Om Ajana Jnanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurimritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitanyena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Yadati Sapadantikam Ancha Kata Terubhyasya Sita Sindhu Bhaye Vicha Satitanam Pavanibhya Vaishnadebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from Devadan. There may be one third through the month of Kartik. And here in Govardhan, it's gradually building up to Govardhan Puja, where the modern-day residents of Vrindavan and the modern-day pilgrims will circumambulate Govardhan Hill, taking about 5 hours. Just as the residents of Vrindavan did during the manifested pastimes of Krishna, where Krishna asked them to worship Govardhan Hill and first asked them to circumambulate. Again, I mentioned that that is one of the practices of devotional service, is to go around God, to go around the temple where the God is manifest, go around Govardhan Hill where God is manifest. And again, practices of devotion are activities that invoke a certain consciousness of humility and service. And it's not just a walk, but pilgrimage, going to holy places is not tourism. It's a spiritual activity where one puts oneself in a humble consciousness to feel the mercy and love of God and to feel love for God and to put God in the center of one's life, put Krishna in the center of one's life. So very wonderful thing. You go around, and again, it's a shift in consciousness. Material consciousness so strongly means that I am the enjoyer and controller, which means you see yourself in the center, and you see things around the whims of your own desires. And that's your identity, and that's your goal in life, is to put yourself in that position so strongly. And spiritual life is to get out of that position so strongly. You really have to make a conscious effort. Right now, here, it's a little bit after 5:30, so I've already been up a while doing my mantra meditation. And that's really the shift that has to take place. Even in japa chanting, I'm going to, anyway, one second. That's really the consciousness. That must be there. You have to really put yourself in the mood of a change your consciousness even before you're chanting, or use the chanting to change your consciousness, to really be in that mood of servant, which means to put God in the center of one's life. And the chant is nice, but the chant without shifting that consciousness or have some kind of conception of that, will not facilitate your full potential. So here, we're in these past times, and there's going to be later Radha and Krishna. This is Krishna and the Coward Boys, Krishna's parents. They can easily be understood as mythological, or they can be misunderstood as mundane if one sees them just externally. Therefore, I go in the afternoon, at least for an hour and a half. They have 3-hour sessions. I don't have time for that right now because of my other vows during Kartik. But, you know, they read the Bhagavatam and they discuss the Bhagavatam. And the section that they're up to is when Vidura, the uncle of the Pandavas, is on his pilgrimage, and he meets Uddhava, who was the closest associate of Krishna outside Vrindavan. He was his confidential servant. And when Krishna left the world, he went to Badrinath in the Himalayas. I guess maybe he's either on his way there, or he's on that. And he met Vidura in Vrindavan, and Vidura asked him about Krishna. And Uddhava went out of consciousness. He just went to another consciousness in his separation from Krishna. We can't imagine how Uddhava would feel. The more love, the more there is separation and pain and separation, that he had association of God, the most worthy object of love, and the object of love that can satisfy and fully reciprocate the aching in our heart for that love, which is our very nature as receptacles of divine devotion. So he psychologically couldn't even answer. He was, and he just began to talk about Krishna's pastimes, and we're up to the section where he's talking about Krishna's life in Dwarka with all his wives, 16,100 wives. And he says, you know, you can't understand these pastimes externally. You can only understand them through devotional service. And what I took that to understand is that when you look at these pastimes, if you have some sense of devotion for the divine, then you can look at it through those eyes and see within these exchanges the highest reality of pure love. But if one does not have devotion, then he will not have the proper lens to see them. And we'll see those pastimes through the lens of one's own egotistical objectives of enjoyment and control. And therefore, we'll see those pastimes just like one's own activities and one's own consciousness. So these express very, very pure sentiments of deep devotion. And if we look at through those eyes, we'll see the reality in these pastimes. So to go over again how beautiful this is with scorching heat of the summer and Krishna coward boys going to the Jamuna and the Jamuna has been poisoned. And by a deadly serpent living in the Jamuna, and the cowherd boys lose consciousness. And this is all by divine arrangement. The word is Daiva. It's divine arrangement that the activities that are expressed here in Krishna Lila are activities that are not going on by karma, by material consciousness, to give people reactions to their past activities so that they can become purified, or as a result of their desire to enjoy and control. But it's a divine potency that creates different activities to facilitate the highest love. See, that's the difference between Krishna Lila and ordinary activities. Ordinary activities in this world are to give us the illusion of enjoyment and control and to give us reactions for that consciousness, which is not our natural consciousness. And when things are not natural, they do not make us happy. So the difference here is everything that's moving is moving by a divine energy that positions things in relationship to Krishna and his devotees to create exchanges that invoke the highest love, which is the highest enjoyment, which is the ultimate reality. So as soon as they touch this water, they lost their consciousness and were lifeless. And then Krishna seeing them, because they were swanata, there's a term in Sanskrit for orphan, in Hindi also called anatta. An orphanage is anattalaya, the place where people do not have a master. It's considered unfortunate not to have anatta, a controller. But a controller or a master or a father or a parent who in a superior position has the power to protect you and to maintain you out of love. And when one experiences that, he's not anatta, he's swanatta. He has protection. He has a master. He has a full object which loves him or her. And they were fully in that consciousness in relationship to Krishna. And because Krishna felt their love, because Krishna felt that they took full shelter, he naturally felt compassion for devotees, because as Prabhupada aptly says, Krishna or God does not have the defect of impersonality. In other words, they had no other Lord other than him. They took full shelter of Krishna. And when you take full shelter of Krishna, you understand and you have the faith that he is always doing what is best for us. So they took shelter, and Krishna's compassion, he showered this glance upon them of love and mercy and protection that had the result of awakening them from their slumber of death. And regaining the full consciousness, they began to look at each other in great astonishment. And this would be an example of the Aishwarya, or the majesty or power impelling the Durya, or intimate love. It never covers their intimate love, that now they think that God is so distant from them, but rather his power increases their sense of intimate friendship. And therefore, within the Leela, there's always some Aishwarya or grandeur, even in the very sweet, intimate pastimes with Krishna. And a lot of times there's prayers which indicate his position as the Supreme Absolute Godhead. Interesting, at one of our sanghas, Jai Vaitamaj, Prabhupada coined this frame to describe God as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, I forgot. And some devotee tried to ask Prabhupada what that term meant, and gave, does that mean that something, something, something? And Prabhupada said, no, Godhead means that he's the head God. So they're feeling this great love, and they look at it in great astonishment. Abhuta. It's wonderful. By his glance, we're brought to life what great power our friend has. And they're looking and sharing this wonderment with so many others who have love the same and equal to their own. And they consider that due to this merciful glance of Govinda, that they had regained their life. So you can see how friendship here is blossoming to the fullest degree, and how much the Krishna Leela, the pastimes by this divine potency, is just pouring into their hearts the deepest sense of divine love. And if we can appreciate it to a drop, one of the classes, Vaisheshika Prabhu quoted Voltaire, that if you appreciate the excellence of others, then what belongs to them belongs to us. So now we'll begin or continue the pastime in the next chapter. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Viloka Viloka Distitam Krishnam Krishna Krishna Hina Vibhu Tatya Vishudham Angityan Sarpam Tham Udavasayat. Sukadeva Goswami said, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, seeing that the Jamuna River had been contaminated by the black snake Kaliya, desired to purify the river, and thus the Lord banished him from it. So, Sarpam, serpent, it also means one who is slithers and capable of going elsewhere, so it indicates that although Kaliya is poisoning the lake, he's capable of going elsewhere, and in fact that's what will happen. But until he goes elsewhere, it's Bhairav. I explained many times that in this science of rasa or love, there are indirect feelings of love, very strong emotions. An example would be hasyaras, humor, where two friends are just laughing and laughing and laughing, and they're enjoying humor. And it seems to be an independent emotion, but actually what that humor is their friendship being enjoyed through humor. So their friendship is indirectly being experienced through humor, which is such a powerful, experience, that it appears to be its own type of relationship, but actually there's only five types of relationships: shanta, appreciation; dasya, servitude; sakya, friendship; vatsalya, parental; and shringara or madhurya, conjugal. These are the exchanges of intense love, intimate, well, of love. So, here Sukadeva is giving the introduction that Krishna sees the snake and that it's contaminated, but Vibhu, the Almighty Lord, is here. Krishna is also Vibhu. So when you're Vibhu, you do many things at once. So he'll kill the Kaliya serpent, he'll save the Jamuna, he'll the Shudham, he'll purify for the residents of Vrindavan and for the whole universe, because the Jamuna is a place of pilgrimage that serves all. So it's Bhairav, and you'll see it's very, very frightening. Because it deals with a serpent. There's something about a serpent. The poison of a serpent represents its envy. So people are afraid of snakes because they don't like hate, and they don't like hate that has the potential to kill them. So there will be in this rasa, if you listen to it, there will be a sense of horror. But again, the horror, the fear, Brian's fear or horror, it will be in relationship to love, because the danger, the threat, is to the object of love, which is Krishna. So, all the horror of the snake, it's all in relationship to Krishna, because he's being threatened by that snake. He'll be in the coils of that snake. He'll be near dead by that snake. And therefore, it will be, again, enhancing devotion and filling up the hearts of those who love Krishna and creating rasa vaisaha. We'll create this rasa. Haribo, the lights have just gone out here. Let me turn on my emergency light. I will be right back, my dear friends. My dear friends, I found out why the lights go off every day at 6 o'clock, because the municipality pumps water. Sweet water, you can't live without sweet water. So all municipalities in India, they have big water tanks and they distribute sweet water. And it comes out for an hour every day. But the rich people will have very high-powered pumps. So if they keep the electricity on at this time, it's just dawn when the water's coming, then they'll suck in and no one else will get the water. The world is... is a selfish place, and that'll also be exhibited in this Kali of pastime. You know, he's enjoying the lake, and when Krishna comes in, he can't tolerate, because the epitome of materialistic consciousness, which is called the maniac or cruel consciousness, is that when you so much see the world for your enjoyment, you become in the illusion that it's yours. Anything you want, you think is yours. And therefore, if a man wants a woman, he thinks it's a complete... A complete disrespect or disregard for the desires and rights of others. One thing I appreciate more than most things is people who are considerate, people who think of others before themselves. And it's kind of a rare thing, actually. in one sense, maybe not so rare, but it's people who, you know, come into a room and see what their body temperature is, and then according to their body temperature, turn on and off the fan or open and close the window. We're a considerate person. And because different people have different natures, I've seen that. Someone comes in the room, please shut off the fan. And everyone else is sweating. They just have a particular nature. They don't consider and see the world according to their desire. I am cold, so the fan should be on, even though others may be hot and need the fan. So it extends, it's unconscious, it's not, you know, deliberate, people aren't even aware. But I really appreciate people who are considerate. They enter in a world and are very sensitive to the needs and desires of others. I even read one book on chanting that said that should be one of the main principles of one who really wants to chant, to learn to look and think of others before themselves. So We know how much the world suffers due to exploitation. That's a lot has to do. Well, I am American, and my people should be happy, and therefore let us take the resources of this other country so our economy should be good. Or, you know, there's oil in this other place, let's attack this other country. That oil should be ours, because I need the oil. And actually, these type of pastimes, where Krishna kills the demons, Kali represents envy. These type of pastimes also, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by listening to them in the appropriate way, are supposed to have a psychological effect of helping you to uproot that. Suyajuvacha, so Sukadeva is explaining, and King Pritchett inquires now from him, Katam antajale gade nadinad bhagavan mahim shadai bahu yudavasham yatasya zipta katyatam. King Pritchett inquired, O learned sage, please explain how the Supreme Personality of Godhead chastised the serpent Kaliya within the unfathomable waters of the Jamuna, and how it was that Kaliya had been living there for so many years. So Pritchett is inquiring, and many ages, Bahu Yuga, so would not be possible. It's named Kaliyadaha, a lake. You don't get a name unless someone's lived there for many, many years. So it was already known as this in place. So he's asking, how is this so? And he's addressing Sukadeva Goswami, his guru, who he's inquiring from, as Vipra, a learned Brahmin, Katayam. Please explain. And Vipra also means Brahmin. It means one who is specially filled. Therefore, answer my question and fill my desire for Krishna Katha. Why? Tamasminishtitam pumsam viviksena katasya napariye jitiritim shama eva hi kevalam. Tamasminishtitam Pumsa, Viviksena Katasya, Nopadiye Yuti Ritim, Shama Eva Hi Kevalam. Dharma Sinista, Viviksena Katasya, Nopadiye, if things don't, if dharma, if activities don't increase this attraction for Krishna Katha, hearing about Krishna, they're useless. Why? Because that's the nature of the soul, is to love God, to love the divine, which is inclusive of everything. And unless that is invoked, and how does that love is manifest in the desire to hear, the symptom of devotion, is the desire to hear. So Krishna Katha, the desire to hear about perfect love and devotion of God and his activities and his devotees, is both the symptom of devotion, but it's also the method to get it. But here, he's a great soul. He loves God. He loves the divine. He loves Krishna. And therefore, there's nothing else he wants to do but hear about Krishna. Your level of spiritual consciousness is exactly commensurate with the desire you have to hear about the divine. And those who are the most advanced, they're hearing and chanting all day long. I know people who are advanced in spiritual life. They're always immersed in either glorifying Krishna or hearing about Krishna. And because they have attraction for Krishna, and hearing about the object of your attraction satisfies your attraction or love, they can do it all the time. Because love and devotion is pleasure. It's never boring. It's the greatest feeling in the world. If you have an object of devotion, you can do it all the time. And therefore, great souls, satatam kirtiyanto mam yatam tasyadi, satatam kirtiyanto, they're always hearing. Kirtaniya sadahari, kirtaniya sadahari. I once went to visit Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhakti Bhai Bab Puli Maharaj. Very, very old sadhu, near 100 years old. I mean, he's in his 90s at the time. And he had a place overlooking Sevakunj where Krishna had the rasa dance. And he walked in, he had just finished his morning bhajan, and he looked at us in enthusiasm. Kirtaniya sadahari, always chant kirtan, always chant kirtan, always chant kirtan. Always chant kirtan. Trinada pi sinichena, tarora pi sihishnana, amanina madanena kirtaniya. Once you chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, in such a state of mind, one can chant always. The humble soul is experiencing mercy and love from God in the highest degree, and therefore develops love for God to the highest degree. And because that love or devotion is coming from the heart, that person is getting so much pleasure from glorifying God that that person can do it all the time. Otherwise, how is it possible for people to chant all day long the same thing over and over and over and over and over again? Because they love the name that the mantra which exemplifies, represents, or is the name of the person that they have devotion for, which is Krishna. And that essence and sense of devotion in the heart, it's the one thing we can never become tired of. Because it's really true pleasure if you think of it. Anything else that's devoid of true selfless devotion, we will get tired of. But we will never get tired of. The sages of Naimisharanya, when they're at that great sacrifice, a 1,000 years, and then Sukadeva Goswami finally comes, not Sukadeva, Suka Goswami, and he explains that he's going to tell the Bhagavatam, he's going to tell the glories of the personality of Godhead. And those sages say something so relevant. Vayam natu vichityatma utama shloka vartate vichindatam rasajanam swade swadete. We never become tired. We never become satiated. It's shrindatam, hearing that rasa jnanam, hearing the explanations and descriptions of rasa, divine love, swadhi swadhi, again and again and again. We never become tired of that. So Maharaj Prickett, he exemplifies the proper person of hearing Krishna Katha. He's enthusiastic.
and he's not, you know, retires. Brahman Bhagavatasya Bhuna Swachandra Vartina Gopalo Dara Charitam Kastritye Tamdatam Shisham. A very interesting verse. O Brahman, the unlimited personality of Godhead freely acts according to his own desires. Who could be satiated when hearing the nectar of the magnanimous pastimes he performed as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan? So Marge Cricket, as the appropriate hearer, is expressing his enthusiasm to hear from his guru, Sukadeva Goswami, to inspire the teacher to explain, because the teacher can only teach according to the level of faith of the student. Because a lot of the things that the teacher knows and realizes, the student has not yet seen as truth. And therefore, unless he has faith, he will not consider things and try to understand things that are perhaps a challenge to his comfort zone, a challenge to his worldview. We tend to reject as knowledge things which challenge our own attachments. That's a common psychology in everyone. We reject things which challenge our attachments. And a lot of truth challenges our attachments. It makes judgment on what we're doing and says this is wrong. You must give this up. This thing that you like, you must accept this thing that you don't like. And you're wrong. So a teacher can only give the truth according to the student's faith and trust. If that faith and trust is weak, the teacher may have to stop at a particular... He's not going to give him things that he's just going to misunderstand, unless he has faith. And at a particular time, he may even be concerned for the relationship. He may want to help this person in a more gradual way. If I tell him everything now that's true, because that person still has ego and doesn't have sufficient maturity and faith and spiritual life, he may even reject me and it won't be good for his spiritual life. So, but when the student has faith, the teacher can give everything, and the teacher can give everything rapidly. And that's why this relationship of guru-disciple is so crucial. And so crucial that the teacher, before initiation, sees that the student has faith, so that he can help that student. And that the student, before initiation, trusts that the teacher has realization and knowledge. We can accept his authority. So, he's the ideal disciple. He has this faith. Now, this verse is very interesting. Marge Cricket is afraid that Sukadeva Goswami won't explain this pastime to him, because it may give him grief, because Sukadeva Goswami knows that Marge Cricket is hearing this, has such love for Krishna. He's a Mahabhagavat from his very childhood. He loved Krishna. He saw Krishna in the womb, who protected him from the Brahmastra weapon of Ashwatthama, Krishna. He saw at his very womb, he saw God. And it was so attractive, it created an indentation or impression in his consciousness that all made him always want to seek God. He kept on searching for that which gave him pleasure. His whole life, the biggest, because the impressions that are made when one's young are the most powerful impressions. So his whole life he was searching for Krishna. And therefore, it may be objected, he thought, that it would give rise to grief, and therefore, Sukadev just mentioned it in brief, and he was afraid, okay, he mentioned this in brief, he's not going to explain the pastime to me, because he thinks this pastime will cause me too much grief. So therefore, Marge Prickett says, Brahman, or Brahmana, Bhagavata, I know he's the personality of Godhead. He's endowed with all opulence, and therefore he is Bhumna. He is unlimited in all respects. And therefore, Swachandavartina, he acts according to his own desires. Udara, it's magnanimous to tell me this. It will bestow happiness. And it's Amrita. It's nectar. It's the remedy for all misery. It will not cause me grief. No. It's udara. Charitam, these pastimes are magnanimous. And it's amritam. It's such nectar. It's elixir. It's the remedy. Please. Let me hear, because Krishna is Gopal. Gopala, he takes care of the cows, the go of the senses. So Krishna, please, he also means Gopal. He's one who takes care of the ears. And how? He showers nectar. Wonderful pastimes. So Marge Prickett is saying, no, I'm ready to hear these pastimes. I have the faith. I have the understanding. So please. And then Sukadeva Goswami says, well, okay, within the water, Kalindi, the lake inhabited by a serpent, is fiery poison, constantly being boiled. It's when did the vapors created with poisonous that the birds flying overhead will fall down into it. And they'll shrap your mind, they'll be cooking. So I'm going to do that the next class. He begins to describe how horrible it is, the situation. Understanding that Marge Prickett is a sensitive devotee, although he'll get into the Leela and he'll feel that kind of fear, he will not be too shocked because he understands. You know, even if you had a pastime of someone that you loved, a child or something like that, and there was a story about them going through something very horrible, it would be very hard for you to hear. I have to stop now for several reasons, but I have a few more minutes. Would anybody like to say hello? I think it's star 6 to unmute your phone.
Hello, Maharaj.
Who's this?
This is Gail.
Oh, Gail. Thank you for coming on. Thank you. You wanted to ask something?
No, Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. Anybody else like to come on and say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
I know some. Is that Gajaradhe?
This is Govardhan Bhaktadas.
Govardhan Bhaktadas.
Yeah, she's also listening. I have a lot of fun. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Thank you both for continuing to listen. I feel very happy that you're getting to hear Krishna Katha from Govardhan. Very nice. Anybody else like to say hello? I know sometimes people have difficulty unmuting their phone, so let me see if I can unmute everyone's phone. Okay, I unmuted the phone. Anybody else like to say hello? One more person like to say hello today? Don't be shy. Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Seems people are trying, but there's a problem with the phone. One more person? Okay, then we can end today. Thank you all so much. You can send me the numbers of the people so I get a sense in that way. Sometimes people send me little notes that they're listening to, so that's nice. Hare Krishna.